City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 1, Democratic Primary. Margaret S. Chin, Jennifer Rajkumar.
Margaret S. Chin.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Council member, District 1.
Previous occupations.
Educator, community activist, nonprofit administrator.
Education.
PS 130, JHS 65, Bronx Science High, City College, New York, BS Education.
Organizational affiliations.
Alumni Association of City College of New York, New York Immigration Coalition.
Prior public experience.
Community Boards 1 and 3, New York State Democratic Committee.
What is the most important issue in Council District 1 you would address if elected?
As a community activist and the first Asian American woman elected to the City Council, I've been a strong advocate of affordable housing. I negotiated the construction of over 500 new permanently affordable housing units for low and middle income families and seniors in the LES. I also secured the preservation of hundreds of affordable housing units in the Village, Chinatown, and Tribeca. I have the proven track record of standing up for tenants' rights and advocating for repairs in a community where market rents are ever increasing.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a founding member of the Council's Progressive Caucus, I have supported paid sick days and the Community Safety Act. I have sponsored legislation to strengthen small businesses, improve indoor air quality, and enhance government transparency. I'll continue to fight to slow down the NYCHA infill plan until residents are able to have greater input. I'll continue to push for baselining of after-school, childcare programs, and senior services, and I'll fight for more school seats until overcrowding has been addressed.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I've advocated for over 30 years on quality of life issues, expansion of voter access, civil rights, and affordable housing. My passion for standing up for our community comes from living in our district for 50 years. My family stayed in the community after 9/11, and I helped fight for a 9/11 health program in the years following. I have fought hard for my district, for the set aside of space for two new schools and development of two locally sourced food markets and new community facilities.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Jennifer Rajkumar.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Civil rights lawyer at Sanford Heisler LLP.
Previous occupations.
National Women's Law Center, Law Fellow.
Education.
Stanford Law School, with pro bono distinction. University of Pennsylvania, magna cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa.
Organizational affiliations.
WIN, Young Woman of Achievement Award winner, 2012. City and State Rising Stars, named a 2012 Rising Star. Women's Campaign Fund, National Board of Directors Emeritus, Downtown Independent Democrats, Battery Park City Community Emergency Response Team, CERT, Save Our Seaport, CAAN 2031, Soho Alliance, Friends of Petrosino Square, Village Independent Democrats, Village Reform Democrats.
Prior public experience.
Democratic District Leader, 65th Assembly District.
What is the most important issue in Council District 1 you would address if elected?
The need for a strong, active council member who will fight for working families in all the many diverse neighborhoods across Lower Manhattan. We need a council member who champions participatory democracy and who tackles Lower Manhattan's issues with a collaborative approach.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
I will prepare Lower Manhattan for future hurricanes in our Sandy-affected district. I will work to build more schools so that all children can attend quality schools near where they live. I will continue to be a strong advocate against stop, question, and frisk, against the NYU 2031 expansion plan, and against any BID plan which places the interests of outside businesses ahead of residents. I will also fight to make safe, affordable housing a reality for all New Yorkers downtown.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have been a courageous voice for the disenfranchised my entire career, and I will continue to be a courageous voice for our community and city council. As a civil rights lawyer from a national law firm, I have the tough negotiating skills needed to fight for Lower Manhattan and City Hall. As a local district leader, I have built the community relationships needed to effectively deliver results for our community and the City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program.